Don't look to Paris for transportation ideas. 3. Saanich Street Plan is equitable and efficient, commentary, November 21. The commentary about the need to stick to the proposed Saanich Plan for Mackenzie Avenue suffers from the same basic problem as those calling for light rail transit, LRT, systems to deal with our clogged roads. Simplistic application of solutions from elsewhere that bear little to no resemblance to the situation at hand. As lovely as Saanich is, imagining that it has much in common with the population density, evolution of multiple largely self-contained districts, arrondissements, and geography of Paris is a stretch. Paris is an ancient city that has developed over time, and its transportation systems have little in common with what is essentially a string of suburban residential developments with a scattering of shopping and commercial areas along the Mackenzie Corridor. Paris, as is the case in most major cities of the world, has a series of ring roads that allow movement of large volumes of traffic around its complicated geography. Also remember, Paris has subways, interconnected bus systems, and trains for its 10.4 million citizens, something we can only dream about here in the capital regional district with about 450,000 citizens. For better or worse, our region's small population and geography of ocean, waterways, peninsulas, and steep hills limits our options to what may be characterized as a series of string roads to move us about. We have our own charm here in the CRD, but Paris we're not, especially when it comes to searching for transportation solutions. Howard Brunt, North Saanich. Was traffic reduced in other cities? Saanich Street Plan is equitable and efficient, commentary, November 21. Paris has a comprehensive, efficient and well-used underground railway system, the Metro. I wonder if any research was done in Paris to find out if metro usage increased after the street alterations. Manchester, in England, has the above-ground metro link system, which has been expanded to include outlying towns, and I would say from observation that it has reduced traffic. I'm not saying either of these would be suitable for Victoria, just making a point. Andrea Ashton, Victoria. Paris and Victoria is tough comparison. Saanich Street Plan is equitable and efficient, commentary, November 21. The commentary espousing Paris's pro-transit and cycling lane infrastructure forgot to thank Emperor Napoleon for bulldozing many residential areas 200 years ago to create many of Paris's grand boulevards and thoroughfares, which created room for today's buses and bicycles. Plus, Metro Paris has 13 million residents, about 40 times our regional population. Just making the comparison. Chris Ford, Oak Bay. Showing us the way, right off a cliff. Saanich Street Plan inequitable and efficient, commentary, November 21. All of us who reside in Victoria and Saanich must be so grateful to have someone like Todd Littman, along with many councillors from Victoria and Saanich, showing us the way to deal with traffic on our streets. We are now slowly learning that driving a car has had its place in the sun. These erudite people are, of course, smarter than most of us. We now must follow their pathway right off and over the cliff. Bob Beckwith, Victoria. Santa makes appearance at a local grocery store. I was grocery shopping the other day at Save On Foods at Fort and Fowl Bay. I didn't take my wallet, just my debit card. When I got to the cashier, I couldn't find my debit card. So I started to go to put my groceries back when the woman behind me said, "No, please let me pay for them." I resisted and she said again, "No, please and Merry Christmas." She wouldn't give me her name or phone number, so I promised I would make a donation to our local food bank for the amount of the groceries, and I will. I don't know how to thank her, I just hope she reads this letter. And yes, Virginia, there really is a Santa Claus. Diana Leeming, Victoria. David Ebbie's generosity with our money. I do not understand the overwhelming apathy of our fellow citizens. Why is it acceptable when Premier David Eby can give 30% to 50% wage increases to his already well-paid new cabinet while others go on strike for an 11% increase over 4 years? It is time this government start putting our hard-earned tax money toward the people who need it rather than the bulging overpaid government that rules over us. Who is willing to make a stance against such appalling decisions? I am willing to march upon the legislature to stop the mad and self-fulfilling government spending. Frustrated and ticked off. Linda Middleton. Sonnichton. Retirees make less than Eby's increase. This is ridiculous. Premier David Eby's priority is to give an extra $2 million a year for the wages for the people in his new cabinet. All 47 people under his control make more than $119,000 per year. So, he decided to give them about $23,000 a year more. As a retiree, I bring home $22,000 a year. What are the priorities? The retirees, the people who worked hard to establish the system. Ask the average person where the money should go. We have been told by BC media that 74% people in British Columbia disagree with this decision. Is anyone listening to us? We are talking about 47 people. Who do we need to know to get into these jobs? How much do they work in their 8-hour day? Let's have some control over this. 74% of us don't want our money on the wrong things. Let this be a democratic system, where the people are in charge of their own money and spending. Stefan Michkovsky. Langford. Transit improvements would change the game. Many in these recent pages have suggested that dedicated bus lanes will be a game changer and result in a dramatic increase in bus ridership. In my daily commute along Mackenzie, the worst delays seem to be as a result of construction, emergencies, and where the road has already been narrowed to single lane. Presumably, these issues affect all road users in any case. For those seeking improved options for bus transit, there are plenty of opportunities for improvement to service and ridership with the existing infrastructure. While the rapid bus to the West Shore provides much improved service between major stops, how well served are folks who live near old Route 50 stops that were discontinued? A recent letter described a lengthy bus trip from 10 Mile Point to the hospital. It surely doesn't help that Route 13, 10 Mile Point, UVic was terminated this year despite media reports it was well used. Following extensive gorge road work in 2022, BC Transit initially refused to return Route 11 to its original route, leaving many residents with doubled commute times. After intense lobbying by the UVic Students Society, the popular Route 76 Swartz Bay, UVic Express is finally returning next year. But not at pre-pandemic service levels. A real game changer for the region isn't a reimagined Mackenzie Avenue, but real and sustained operational funding increases for BC Transit to improve both arterial and neighborhood service. Given current funding and personnel constraints, it's plausible that a Mackenzie Rapid Bus would come at the expense of existing neighborhood service as planners seek to optimize resources. Providing a compelling transit option need not come at the expense of other road users. Sean Sambella. Sonich. Affordable housing? What does that mean? Almost every day, we hear a call for more affordable housing. However, not once have I ever seen or heard a workable definition of such an animal. But affordable to whom? Affordable means different things to almost every group one cares to query. So, to say that $2,500 per month isn't affordable, ignores the target group at whom the housing is aimed. Certainly, it is unaffordable to a welfare family who can only afford $700 per month. But why are we lumping everybody into that group? Here's a thought. No one will ever pay more than they can afford for housing, or anything else. What differs is the quality of the housing they buy for that affordable amount. And that is the economic choice that we all face, rich or poor. If we want something, can we afford it? So, instead of politicians twisting the arms of developers to provide affordable housing, Perhaps we should be directing the developers, via zoning, to provide, on relatively inexpensive land, cheaply built, acceptable quality homes for those who cannot afford better. And, if I may, such a district will not be found within the meets and bounds of Victoria. The land is just too expensive. These homes need to be built on distant, cheap land where no one else wants to live. No one has a right to live in the second most expensive city on our west coast. You have to earn it. David Hanson, Victoria, Horgan and Trump. What a contrast. Could there be a more stark contrast between two politicians than between John Horgan and Donald Trump? John Horgan was a gentleman and genuinely loved people and BC. He was a listener, a seeker of common ground, and was able to hold firm convictions while having an open mind. He had a quiet strength and was not afraid of admitting error because he put people ahead of politics. He was a delegator who let the experts deal with issues instead of micromanaging. John was a positive and courageous man. He will be missed. On the other hand, Donald Trump is the polar opposite. He is a convicted felon and adjudicated sex offender. He is totally self-absorbed and cares nothing for the truth. He pretends to be a gentleman but in fact is a bully. He doubles down on lies and has no interest in compromise. He micromanages the yes-men around him. Trump has many characteristics in common with autocrats and dictators. Will he be missed? As a dual citizen, I count myself fortunate to live in BC. We have our share of problems here, but with leadership that emulates a person like Horgan, we can find solutions that improve the lives of people and bring us closer together. Richard Smith, Sonichton. A vaccine alliance reduces child deaths. While at times we can feel overwhelmed by all the bad news, so many unknown candles are fighting the darkness. While media focuses elsewhere, critical health measures are succeeding around the world. Since its inception in 2000, Gavi, the International Vaccine Alliance, has helped vaccinate more than half the world's children, reducing vaccine-preventable deaths by a staggering 70% in partner countries. In 1980, child mortality for children under 5 was 250 deaths per 1,000 live births. These days it's about 50. We can keep the good news coming. The next round of funding for Gavi approaches and Canada's share is $720 million, and it's critical the federal government steps up with its share of funding. More than half a billion children will be vaccinated in this next round. Half a billion candles to light the darkness. Nathaniel Poole, Victoria. These countries prove that proportional representation works. Just to balance out the debate on proportional voting systems, I offer examples of some of the other 91 countries that have or have only ever had proportional representative, PR, voting systems, the most popular form of democracy for most countries in the world today: Finland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Germany, Greece, Estonia, Iceland, Ireland, New Zealand and Japan. Yes, some unlikely alliances can form, but these democracies are mature enough to negotiate and compromise in the best interests of the country. Of the countries who use a PR voting system, 10 rank at the top of the Human Freedom Index. Lorna Hillman, Victoria. Same social needs, plus communication skills. The news of the recapture of some of the 43 monkeys that escaped from an American breeding facility for primates destined to be sold to research laboratories all over the world has cast an interesting light on the relevance and ethics of our relationship to other primates. If they are like people, then the same moral rights not to be experimented on should apply to them. If they are not, then the results are not relevant to human health. More than 90% of drug tests on animals fail and never make it to market. The monkeys that escaped from this breeding facility continued to interact with their companions inside, according to the November 10th Times columnist. Hey, maybe they are like us and have the same social needs and similar communication skills. Would you allow members of your family to be isolated in metal cages and subjected to unimaginable pain and deprivation before being killed? Mady Hilmo, PhD. Victoria. Send U.S. your letters. Email letters to letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201 to 655 Tai Road, Victoria, BCV 9A6X5. Submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.